and Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema calls for value addition in the mining sector. Opposition GPZ questions lack of price reductions despite economic gains. And fake funeral suspects allegedly used hearse to smuggle charcoal in Malawi. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. President Hakainde Hichilema has stressed the need for Zambia to move away from exporting raw materials in the mining sector and instead focus on exporting finished products through value addition. The president said exporting value-added mineral products is more lucrative than exporting raw materials as it allows the country to maximize revenue and create more jobs. Speaking at State House in Lusaka today when Rebecca Grindspan, Secretary General of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, paid a courtesy call on him, President Hichilema emphasized the need for Zambia to transform the way it conducts business in the mining sector to fully benefit from its mineral resources. President Hichilema said Zambia is therefore calling on the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development to provide technical expertise on how best the country can develop value chains in the sector and ensure that value is added to the raw materials it mines. He added that the discussions with UNCTAD are focused on promoting value addition, strengthening processing capacity, growing the economy, and increasing national revenue through enhanced mineral beneficiation.
On the mining sector, value addition, you are our beloved friend, and we want to see ascension quickly. We don't want to talk about this thing and talk and keep attending conferences, the Secretary General, and yet, you know, the man in the street can't feel the benefit of the mineral endowment that we have. And I'm sure you know that now the African continent has awakened. I'm just from the AU, and we're speaking one language now, that we cannot continue exporting raw materials for centuries. We cannot, and we will not, and we don't want those discussions that lead us into that.
The Consumer Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has welcomed the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority ZICTA statement that it will take action against mobile network providers over continued poor service delivery. ZICTA recently announced that it will soon implement visible measures against mobile service providers due to continued poor network quality across the country. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti said it is unfortunate that consumers continue to experience frequent call disruptions and unreliable network services. Mr. Kamuti expressed concern that poor network connectivity is not only affecting voice calls, but is also negatively impacting businesses, particularly mobile money operators who rely heavily on stable network systems to function effectively. Consumers should not be subjected to such poor services when they are paying for them, said Mr. Kamuti. He has since called on government authorities to establish the root cause of the continued poor service provisions by mobile network providers, especially at a time when the country is receiving relatively stable electricity supply, which had been previously cited as a contributing factor during the load shedding period.
Honestly speaking, Airtel and MTN, they need a proper competitor, other networks which can do better than what they are doing. Vodacom is worldwide, it's the best. We have, if you go to Tanzania, we have a number of these networks. They have about 5 or 10 in numbers. Here we only have 2. If Zamtel and Z-Mobile, they are existing, no one knows about them.
Opposition Golden Party of Zambia President Jackson Silavwe has questioned why recent economic gains, including a reduction in inflation and the appreciation of the Zambian kwacha, have not translated into lower prices of essential commodities on the market. Mr. Silavwe said if the current positive economic indicators are genuine, there should have been a significant reduction in the cost of goods and services. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Silavwe noted that the appreciation of the kwacha should have led to a substantial reduction in fuel prices, which in turn would lower the cost of goods on the market. With the reduction in inflation and the improved performance of the kwacha, prices of goods and services should have come down, said Mr. Silavwe. He alleged that the perceived positive economic trends risk being labeled fictitious if they do not translate into tangible benefits for ordinary citizens through reduced prices of essential goods and services.
So where is that economic activity that you are saying that we are doing well? Where is it coming from? Not for Alama Glasa Kulusana, we can't see them. If we say in economy, because we've been waiting for the trickle effect. Any economist will tell you that for the people, if you wait for this model, which we've been waiting for 62 years, I mean, for more than 60 years, is that the economy has to be growing between 7 and 10%. I think you know that. Zambia's economy is growing below 3%. These institutions that you have mentioned, they are possessed by numbers. They don't care how many people suffer in your country.
A mental health specialist under the Ministry of Health, Gabriel Lungu, has called on the civil service to adopt deliberate policies that integrate mental health services into workplaces, warning that failure to address psychological well-being is affecting productivity, service delivery, and in some cases, leading to suicide. Mr. Lungu says many civil servants are struggling silently with financial mismanagement, economic stress, and challenges in balancing work and personal life. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Lungu noted that some public workers fail to effectively manage their finances, while others are overwhelmed by the current economic pressures. Some workers are failing to cope with economic stress, others are failing to balance between work and life, and in the process, they do not find room to seek help either from peers within the civil service or from outside, said Mr. Lungu. He stressed that it is time for the civil service to place greater value on its human resource if it is to achieve its institutional goals. Mr. Lungu has since appealed to civil service authorities to ensure that each department deliberately establishes mental health services within workplaces that will enable employees to access counseling and psychosocial support without stigma or fear of discrimination.
In the civil service sector, it should be a routine that there are programs that aim to empower and capacity build people on mental health services, so that we maximize those potentials of seeking help. Whenever someone is experiencing a problem, they should be free to seek help. And it's also an appeal, I think, to the civil service that each department or each ministry, each civil service sector deliberately establishes mental health services within.
In African news, police in Malawi are searching for 9 suspects who escaped from custody after being caught allegedly smuggling charcoal in a hearse disguised as part of a funeral procession. Acting on a tip-off, forestry officials intercepted the vehicle at a roadblock near the main city of Blantyre. Inside, they found an empty coffin placed over several bags of charcoal with an estimated value of $1,700, the Reuters news agency reported. But a manager from the funeral service told the BBC that the hearse driver was returning from seeing a bereaved family when he bought the bags of fuel that were later confiscated. Coming up shortly, new nuclear talks between US and Iran begin in Geneva. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. A second round of talks between Iran and the United States aimed at resolving their dispute over Tehran's nuclear program have begun in the Swiss city of Geneva. The indirect discussions follow repeated military threats against Iran over the country's deadly crackdown on anti-government protests and the ongoing dispute over its nuclear program. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One ahead of the latest talks, U.S. President Donald Trump said he believed Iran wanted to make a deal over its nuclear program.